question. When this life is done and dusted, what are you hoping for? There's a great song by Mercy Me called I Can Only Imagine. It goes like this. I can only imagine what it'll be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to sing at all? I can only imagine. I don't think we can even begin to fathom what it will mean to be in the glorious presence of Jesus. Revelation chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. Then I heard every created being that is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, everything in all these places, saying all praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever to the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. The four living beings said, Amen, and the elders bowed down and worshipped. The book of Revelation, the very last book in the Bible, paints an unearthly picture of heaven. It's completely foreign to our human experience. The imagery is quite literally out of this world. You and I can only imagine. But might I ask you, do you believe in Jesus? If so, then this is the certain hope that is in you. One day, you will stand in the presence of God, completely forgiven because you put your trust in Jesus, filled with joy, not just for a short time, but forever. It's absolutely what's going to happen for you. But if not, if you haven't put your trust in this Jesus, then there's a whole different eternity waiting for you, an eternity of pain and punishment. It's absolutely what's going to happen for you. Those two outcomes couldn't be more different. They couldn't be more at further ends of the scale. Whoever you are, whatever you have happening in your life, let me encourage you, let me urge you, let me implore you to put all your eggs in this one basket. Put all your hope in Jesus. You won't be disappointed. That's God's word, fresh for you today.